This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has hailed the eradication of the Daesh terror group, calling it a great service not only to regional countries and the Islamic world, but also to humanity. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says victory over Daesh is the defeat of enemies' plots to sow division and incite civil war in the region. He said the victory was also a blow to the U.S. and some of its regional allies who created Daesh and supported it to expand their hegemony in the Middle East and destroy the axis of resistance against the Israeli regime. The leader of the Islamic Revolution warned that those who created Daesh will try to resurrect their evil scheme in other forms. Ayatollah Khamenei made the remarks in a statement in response to a letter by commander of the IRGC's Quds Force, Major General Qasem Soleimani, who declared the victory against Daesh. Joining us live now from London is Shabir Hassanali, who is an activist and Islamic scholar. Shabir, how important was this declaration of victory against Daesh?
I think this declaration is very important because, first of all, it tells the people, the sort of downtrodden people across the world, that groups like Daesh, which are essentially, like we've said, Zionist Takfiri projects with the backing of London, Washington, and so on, they can be defeated. And also, they can be defeated by people who don't need to be America, who don't need to be Britain. It's a cry of hope. It gives hope to the world. And also, it's a very important warning to the likes of Saudi Arabia, the likes of Israel, the likes of America, that you can try your little adventures in the region, but ultimately you will fail. And I think the timing is also, it's quite elegant, the way everything has sort of fallen into place, if you like, that Daesh falls in Bukamal. And we have to remember that Daesh fell twice in Bukamal. The first time it fell, it was revived. It was given CPR, if you like, by the Americans, who desperately tried to protect and save Daesh in Bukamal. But then ultimately, alhamdulillah, the forces of the resistance, the Syrian army, so on, they were successful. And now Daesh is completely finished. And the day it happened, it was the same day that you have this Zionist League, I refuse to call it Arab League, making this ridiculous statement against Tehran, against Hezbollah, all of this, while at the same time funding and pandering to the psychopaths that are bombing another Arab capital, which is Sana'a. And let's not forget that Damascus, Beirut, and Palestine are also, Arab countries, if these people want to profess to be Arab, Arab League, but they're not. They're Zionist League, and they're just Arab by name. So they have their announcement, and the entire project is broken by the resistance bloc by announcing this victory. I think Haj Qasem Soleimani made a very strategic, very important decision to announce the victory on that day, followed by Sayyid Hassan, followed by Rahbar. And today was like it was an Eid, if you like, for all the Muslims, for all the free people of the world. But like Imam Khamenei said, like Sayyid Hassan had said, like Haj Qasem had said, we have to be careful because those behind Daesh, the likes of America, the likes of Israel, the likes of Saudi, and all of these little shopping malls and oil fields with flags around the Persian Gulf region, they're not going to give up so easily. It's not a case of giving up. They've already lost. They're already dead. They just don't realize it. And while they're still trying to realize it, they will manufacture other entities like Daesh. I mean, we know they did this because Daesh is what? Daesh came about from Al-Qaeda, which became Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which became, I don't know, some other group, and then it became Daesh. And then it split into Jabhat al-Nusra and all of this. So this recreation, this chameleon-like approach of recreation, is not something unheard of. It's happened before, and the Muslim world should be vigilant. The people of the world should be vigilant. And also, I think the other thing that they will try and do is work with local communities of Muslims all across the world to try and sow the seeds of sedition, because this Daesh project was designed to build discord. It was designed to pit one person against another, to keep the Muslims busy fighting each other so they don't look at the real problem. And they're going to continue trying to do this. You will have
Right.
Takfiri issues within the Muslims. They will try and push them, but the Muslims need to be wise, they need to follow the righteous leadership, and they need to say, no, we're not going to fall into this trap of being sectarian and fighting between each other. We are all Muslims, we're all human, and we want to move together, and we don't need America or Israel to do it.
Okay, Shabir, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate your insight.